Well, you know what that means? A little bit of Shelly time on a Thursday. This is the pretty ideal Columbus sports weekend when it starts tonight and you got Red Wings and Jackets and Nationwide Buckeye basketball tomorrow night, and you get a little bit of Buckeyes and Nittany's on Saturday. So you can take one. You get a great sporting event every night here in the town, and it starts with the Red Wings town tonight. Jody Shelley joining us on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline for a little Shelley time. Before we get to our game and finally seeing an offensive explosion, as you predicted we would in last time out against Montreal, I want to get your view on the Mike Babcock situation in Toronto. He was paid a bunch of money to go coach that team. He'd been there for a while, and they gave him a lot of Brendan Shannon gave him a lot of credit for help building the, you know, the culture and things, but they got off to a rough start. Were you surprised at the move with the Leafs getting rid of making that move?
No, I was not. You know, he served most of that term on that contract, so, you know, it was at the back end of that. They just lost six games in a row. They put up a couple stinkers. They've signed some big players to some big contracts, and they're not playing with the pop they had for a little bit last year. So, no, I'm not surprised. I think that market is such a pressure cooker, and it's a hotbed for hockey. Everything is analyzed and overanalyzed, and, you know, he was in a no-win situation at the end, and you could tell the players, when a coach gets fired, you know, it's probably you go back 3 weeks and you start watching body language and the way players react to a coach, and is the message that he's sending getting delivered and listened to? I think it was time there. So not surprised. And they had talked about the guy they had hired for a while. He was in the minor leagues for quite some time. So they got their minor league coach up, and, you know, it's time for a fresh voice for that young group.
Jody, we got a winning streak, which is welcomed.
Yeah.
You got our first victory of more than one goal. Another positive. Seems like some young guys are playing well. Eric Robinson, how about PLD playing well? Thought he played really well against Montreal, but just another positive. You get the captain back. So what will having Nick back kind of, will it give them a boost to have him back in the lineup and that leadership presence?
Well, listen, I'm not sure if he's in the lineup.
Got it.
This is interesting. I watched practice yesterday, and he wasn't. Now, John Tortorella is just finishing his press conference, and the last question is the lineup. So I'm not sure if he's in tonight. And it's interesting if he's not, because he's a guy that served his suspension. The team's on a little bit of a roll, but I would think it'd be automatic. So it's either him or Atkinson or Nyquist. I don't know. I feel like Torch is going to scratch a veteran. Maybe I'm wrong. But if he does, it's a message sending time. So maybe I'm overreacting. I just watched the way he practiced yesterday, not rotating in. But we'll see. But if he is back, of course, you know, it's Nick Foligno. Maybe the message was sent yesterday and he'll be ready to go tonight. But I guess if Torch doesn't play him, which is speculation, unless you guys can look on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. I can tell you that we've added Paul McClain to this coaching staff. That happened.
Yeah,
what a fantastic mustache on Paulie. Yeah. I don't see anything on Nick at the moment, though, bud.
No, okay, but the positive, James, like, the goals is huge, but I think, okay, they got a lucky bounce the other night, and everyone can say, you know,
yes,
that goal was a lucky bounce for Benstrom, but here's what. The way Korpisalo played gave them a chance for that lucky bounce to make a difference.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to look at. There's a mathematical formula as far as, okay, timely saves, momentum shifts. They're going to happen throughout every game. But the way Boone Jenner blocked shots at the end, the way Korpisalo made saves, it made all those things possible that those bounces counted. So I love it. But the thing I loved the most about the whole game was Timmy Leroy, who lost his brother in a sudden death, a tragic loss of his brother just 3 weeks ago. He was away from the team. I don't know if you saw it on social media, but Zach Werenski, without talking to anyone else, he got the Kepi the game before, the hat that they hand off. He gave it to Timmy Leroy, and that to me is a special moment.
Awesome.
You know, James, I mean, we've all been part of teams, but those are moments behind the scenes where someone stepped up as a leader in Zach Werenski and said, you know what, this is something this guy's gone through. We missed him. You get the hat. I love that about this team. So there's a few things that add up that I'm starting to really like about what's happening in that locker room.
So this from Porty just within the last minute, that we're going to scratch Riley Nash to fit Foligno into the lineup. And Corpy will start. So that's the way that they'll handle Foligno.
So that's predicted. That's a predicted scratch. I mean, Riley Nash was a healthy scratch 2 games ago. Last game he started on a line with Atkinson and Texier. He was laughing about it. Yesterday, you know, he's like, yeah, who knows what's going to happen next. You know, he's a guy that's in and out of the lineup, so that's easy. I was interested yesterday to see how practice was going on, but that's good information. So Nick's back, and yeah, that's a – to answer your question, Dad, it's a big boost. It's a leadership boost, and it's a guy who's been desperate to get back and help. So look for him to maybe pop out here tonight.
And let's hope that the pop out for PLD is something that keeps moving, because what an explosion for him last time out with a couple of goals. And you have to have somebody get hot, because we've talked about just the complete lack of being able to put the puck in the back of the net. He was able to do so, was a pretty dominant force in the game. And now you say, all right, now this is, let's see if he runs with this. I mean, he always has this potential. He was drafted where he was drafted because of it. And maybe now he starts to really put this team on his shoulders a little bit, Jode.
Yeah, and we talk about, and you hear everyone talk about it, young man's league. Well, we're watching one of the best young men really just grow. And he gets so mad with himself, you can almost predict those moments where he's going to take that puck wide to the net. I mean, just a couple shifts before, he was frustrated, and it's almost like he gets to the bench and says, okay, forget it, here I go. And he can do it every single shift. He drove the puck wide on his goal. He missed on that opportunity, but then the puck followed him around. So, you know what? And this guy, his contract is up after this year. I mean, he's been watching a lot of these restricted free agents sign their second off their entry-level contract. So this is a huge year for Pierre-Luc Dubois. He's a player that you can build your franchise around. And the way his attitude, the way he grows, and the way he plays, it's an exciting piece for the Blue Jackets.
Let's obviously before there was a Blue Jackets in Columbus, and this predates any of us, the Red Wings were one of the most popular teams in this area, the great dominant teams of the 90s with Stevie Y. He's back there trying to rebuild that. It's been hard times for a while now, especially based off of the 20-year run they had where they were at or near the top of the league for much of it. This job ahead for him, and how does he go about it? He did it in Tampa Bay.
With who? With Torts?
No. I'm sorry. With Yzerman. With the Wings. I'm just
oh,
get your
yeah,
thoughts
yeah.
on the Wings and Yzerman. Yeah.
Kind of blanked out there.
No, it's okay.
No,
yeah.
He's smart. He picked up Robbie Fabbri. So he picked up this kid from St. Louis who was a high draft pick, and he was injury prone, and he's going to make little moves. And what I love about Steve Yzerman, he's confident and he waits. He's going to get in there and he hasn't done much, but he's waiting to see what he's got. He knows he's got young pieces. But they really fit. Do they really fit in his game plan? So Fabry's a player who wasn't playing in St. Louis. He gets picked up for this player, Della Rose. He's got 6 points in his first 7 games with the team. He's a guy that's just accelerating the lineup. He sparked Anthony Seu, who's one of their best players, who struggled for the first 12 games and didn't have a goal. So he's adding key elements to try to get a winning culture, at least in that locker room. Because we know if you add up the losses over an 82-game season, sometimes that is hard to get rid of. So he's trying to get a little bit, you know, some wins in there, but also watching what he's got in this group.
Yeah.
So he's what a great pickup. We knew he was going to end up there at some point. He's there at the perfect time. And, yeah, he brings something different. You know, they're in a new arena, right, as of the last few years.
Yeah.
And it's a different team since then. It feels like a totally different franchise. But with him back, it really solidifies that team. So, yeah, it's a great question. He's a great asset for that organization.
All right, buddy, you're a great asset for us. Great talking to you as always.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Well played. We'll talk to you next week. I'll be on the weekend. If anybody needs me, I'll be in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's right. You'd enjoy that. Jody Shelley joining us, the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.